Hello and welcome. You are tuned in to another edition of Mountain Song and Story right here on Radio Bristol. I'm your host, Tony Doman, and here on the program each and every week, I find and feature different themes relating to Appalachian culture and then play songs and feature tales and stories all about our topic of choice. Well, on this hour of Mountain Song and Story, I'll be buzzing around and talking about bee folklore. Did you know that according to some folklore, it was bad luck to buy or sell hives because when you sell one, you sell your luck with your bees? Instead, bees were given much better as gifts. It's also said that if a bee flew into a house, a stranger would soon call. And if a bee's rested on a roof, good luck might be on its way. I've got more bee folklore stories from across the globe today here on the program, including a bit about the stories of the telling of the bees. Well, we'll get to all that here and more coming up this hour, so please stick around and stay tuned and hang out with me here on today's show. First up, Honey Honey, the Milk Carton Kids.
Honey, won't you please sing another song? Honey, won't you please be gone? Your sentimental shake that rattles through my bones. Honey, won't you, honey, please move your honey on. Mama, won't you take another turn? Mama, when you go home, learn. Trouble comes to everyone who dares to be a muse. Mama, won't you, mama, please spare your mama's blues. What you don't know never will hurt you. Don't you know that I used to pray like all the others on what you never will. Honey, won't you, honey, please hold that honey still. Sister, won't you show mercy for my deeds? Sister, won't you hear my pleas? Virtue takes a lover, and vice God only knows. Sister, won't you, sister, please let your sister go. Listen to my song. Honey, won't you please be strong? You may not see the ending, but the story's not so long. Honey, won't you, honey, please shake your honey, hon. What you don't know never will hurt you. Don't you know that I used to pray like all the others on what you never will. Honey, won't you, honey, please hold that honey still. Honey, won't you, honey, please hold that honey still. Honey, won't you, honey, please hold that honey still.
Open that door. This is your sweet daddy. Don't you love?
Honey, won't you open that door there from Ricky Skaggs, and kicking off this hour of stories and music here on the show, the Milk Carton Kids with Honey, Honey. So we are talking all about bees, specifically bee folklore, and of course music about and inspired by these creatures today here on today's program. So I've got some interesting little background and some stories for you now. So there are these stories about the telling of the bees. And so here's one about British telling of the bees. So there was a time when almost every rural British family who kept bees followed a strange tradition. So whenever there was a death in the family, someone had to go out to the hive and tell the bees. They had to tell them that something terrible had just happened, and they were informing them. So failing to do so might have resulted in further losses, such as the bees actually leaving the hive, them not making honey anymore, or even dying. And traditionally, the bees were kept informed of not only deaths, but all important family matters, including births, marriages, and more. If the bees were not told of all these happenings that were going on, all sorts of things, not so good things, just might happen. And this has been come to know, it's been come to be known as the telling of the bees. In one iteration of this tradition, the surviving spouse or eldest son would knock on the hive 3 times with a pair of keys and recite the following: "Little bee, our Lord is dead. Leave not while we are in distress." In Cornish traditions, people believe bees might sting the beekeeper to death if the bees were not notified of an impending move. When a beekeeper passed away, Cornish people believed singing to the bees would prevent them from deserting the hive. And the telling of the bees was carried with immigrants as they came and settled here in the United States over many centuries now. So it's a pretty interesting folklore story there, the telling of the bees that can be seen in all kinds of different areas of the world. Okay, so I've got some more interesting bee-related facts, folklore, and more coming up for you later on the show, but we're going to take a break and get to some more fitting music now. Here now is Dying to Make a Living from the Local Honeys. Thank you.
Saturday, Sunday, seems like I've been everywhere. Been a lot of places, seen so many faces, but always wish that you were there. They say a picture's worth a thousand words, oh, but there's still a thousand stories that you have never heard. Please tell me, darling, are you still true? All these times I'm away from you. When it comes time for leaving, will you be grieving? Will you even wonder where I'm at? 'Cause I got a feeling your love is someone to be stealing. You belong to them when I get back. Well, you know that you mean the world to me. Like I got good bait and there's a lot of fish in that sea. You'll be the one to sit alone and cry when I say farewell, say it'll be so long, gonna be goodbye. Say a picture's worth a thousand words, oh, but there's still a thousand stories to I've ever heard. He's telling me, darling, are you still true? All these times I go away from you. When it comes time for leaving, will you be grieving? Will you even wonder where I'm at? Yes, I got a feeling your love's someone to be stealing. You'll belong to them when I get back. Ah, you know that you mean the world to me. But I got good business like fish in that sea. You'll be the one to sit alone and cry while I say, farewell, c'est la vie, so long, gonna be goodbye. Farewell, c'est la vie, so long, gonna be goodbye. Bye, 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 bye.
So long, honeybee, goodbye. Pokey LaFarge and the South City Three there. True Fine Mama from Little Richard just before that. And then we heard Dying to Make a Living from the Local Honeys. We are talking about bees today. We are just buzzing all about it here on today's show if you are just tuning in. And I've got some more interesting bee folklore for you now here. This is from plantbee.org. And as always, just so you all know, if you are interested in anything that we've been talking about or will talk about here on the show today, you can also learn more at the Mountain Song and Story program blog page. After the show, I always have all of my resources for where I'm finding a lot of these stories pulled up so you can learn more about it. So go over there and check it out anytime. Go do it. So here is some interesting bee folklore. So beekeeping has been practiced for thousands of years in Egypt. So it was widely believed in ancient Egypt that if a witch or a wizard made a beeswax figure of a man and injured or destroyed it, the man himself would suffer or die. In a ceremonial offering known as the opening of the mouth, priests used special instruments to place honey into the mouth of the statue of a god or a statue of a mummy or other noble person, and certain lines in ancient rituals indicate that Egyptians may have believed that the soul of a man took the form of a bee. Another ritual from ancient Egypt compares the voices of souls to the hum of bees. Oh, interesting. This is the tidbit of Egyptian bee folklore that I think is really interesting. Bees were created from the tears of the sun god himself, whom the Egyptians believed to be the creator of the earth and the sea. The sun god, Ra, his right eye was the sun, his left eye was the moon, and he caused the Nile to flood. When Ra weeps again, the water which flows from the eyes upon the ground turn into working bees. They work in flowers and trees of every kind, and wax and honey come into being. So, very, very old folklore story there about bees. Here's some interesting things from the Celtic side of things. We're going to jump across the world here. The thing I like so much about folklore is that it's everywhere and it connects. And I'm talking about ancient Egypt right now, but there are bees here in Appalachia and there are stories about them here too. But it's so, world folklore is just so captivating. So here is a story from the Celts who lived during the Iron Age and medieval Europe. People during this time believed bees were the intermediary between this world and the next, and they believed bees could help carry messages from this world to the world of the dead, and they could talk to people who have passed on. And we talked a little bit about the telling of the bees back there before the song break. Some people believe that that may have originated from Celtic times, but it's really hard to say. But anyway, yeah, some more very, very interesting stuff about bees here. We're gonna take another break and get on into some more music.
wrong, then a rambler's heart goes wrong. Baby, you don't know my mind today. I've heard the music of a rail slapping every dirty chair. Life's too short for you to worry me. When I find that I can't win, I'll be checking out again. Baby, you don't know my mind today. Fast on this hard road, you see. I'm not here to judge or plead, just to give my poor heart ache. Baby, you don't know my mind today.
Same as you. Say you will when you won't. You tell me you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? Oh, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. No, honey, don't. Hey, honey, don't. Say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Baby, and you ought to know, I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. So, hey, honey, don't.
Honey Don't there, Carl Perkins. The Honey Dewdrops, the loneliest song. That is a Radio Bristol session there. And Jimmy Martin with You Don't Know My Mind. We're talking about honey. We're talking about honey bees today here on the show if you're just tuning in. So here are some more interesting bee things. So in Central Europe, there was a custom in which brides-to-be walked their betrothed past a hive or a nest. If he was stung, it meant he would be unfaithful in the future and the marriage would fail. Yeah, I think definitely pay attention to that if you're getting ready to get married and you take your groom past a bee's nest. Yeah, so one folklorist writes that according to Irish and British folklore, you must never buy bees with normal money, only with gold coins, although if possible, it is best to barter over them so as to not offend them or to receive them as a gift so that no money changes hands at all. It's also been thought that bees have been able to predict the weather. If they stay close to their hive, then storms may be on their way, but if they're buzzing around doing their own thing, it's probably going to be an okay day. And you've probably heard the saying, busy as a bee, or it's the bee's knees. Well, busy as a bee is pretty much goes without say. Worker bees travel, they can travel up to 10 miles to find nectar or pollen, and a 2 pounds worth of honey may involve a collection of nearly 4 million plants, which is crazy. And then the bee's knees. When a bee has collected a bunch of nectar or pollen, it carries it back to the hive on its legs, hence the expression the bee's knees, to describe something of great value. All right, we got time for a few more songs here on today's show. We've been talking about honeybees, bees, just buzzing around. So stick around, got a few more tunes lined up for you.
I've got a home in that rock, don't you see? I've got a home in that rock, don't you see? I've got a home in that rock, just beyond the mountaintop. I've got a home in that rock, don't you see? There's honey in the rock for me. Well, there's honey in the rock for me. Well, there's honey in the rock just beyond the mountaintop. Well, there's honey in the rock for me. Sign, don't you see? God gave Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see? God gave Noah the rainbow sign, no more water but the far next time. God gave Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see? Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. Oh, there's honey in the rock just beyond the mountaintop. Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. I'm climbing up the king's highway. Oh, I'm climbing up the king's highway. Got old Satan on my track, never think of looking back. Oh, I'm climbing up the king's highway. Oh, there's honey in the rocks for me. Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. Oh, there's honey in the rock just beyond the mountaintop. Oh, there's honey in the rock for me.
Thank you. rock me to my soul. Oh, she rock me to my soul. Ooh, rock me to my soul. Oh, rock me to my soul.
Music.
Honey and the Bees, Baby Do That Thing, Queen Bee There from Taj Mahal, and before that, Honey in the Rock from Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. All right, so I've got another great bee story tune here for you, ready to go. This one's from Arthur Akesy, who was a British comedian back in the early 1900s. He was actually born in 1900, and this little tune was recorded back in 1937. And it's just a really fun one that I haven't heard before, so it's called the Bee Song.
I'm going to sing you my little song about my little thing that I entitle The Bee. What a glorious thing to be, healthy, grown up, busy, busy bee, making hay while time is ripe, building up the honeycomb just like tripe. I'd like to be busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flying all around the wild hedge rows, stinging all the carrots upon the parson's nose. Honey bee, if you like, but don't sting me. Honey bee, if you like, but don't sting me. Oh, what a glorious thing to be, healthy, grown up, busy, busy bee, visiting the picnics, quite a little tease, raising little lumps upon the Boy Scout's knees. I'd like to be busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flirting with a butterfly strong upon the wing. Whoopee, oh, death, what is thy sting? Bzz, 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 honey bee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Bzz, 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 honey bee, bzz, if you like, don't sting me. Song, isn't it? Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a nice, obedient, busy, busy bee. To be a good bee, one must contrive, for bees in a beehive must be hive. But maybe I wouldn't be a bee. Bees are all right when alive, you see. When bees die, you really should see 'em pinned on a card in a bookie museum. Bzz, 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 honey bee, bzz, if you like. Don't sting me, bzz, 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 honey bee, honey bee. I must buzz off. Bzz, don't sting me.
All right, folks. You know what time it is. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is time for me to roll on out of here. Remember, you can catch this program, Mountain Song and Story, every Thursday at 4 o'clock right here, each and every Thursday on Radio Bristol. You can also check out past programs if you visit the Mountain Song and Story program page on over at listenradiobristol.org. As always, I'll have all the materials and songs from today's show over there, so buzz on over and go check it out. Learn more about some bee folklore. That's what we've been talking about today. I got time for one more song. John Prine, Long Monday, coming up for you. And once again, my name's Tony Doman, and I will catch you right here next week. Thanks for tuning in.
You and me, sitting in the back of my memory, like a honeybee, buzzing round a glass of sweet Chablis. Radio's on, windows rolled up and my mind's rolled down. Headlights shining like silver moons rolling on the ground. We made love in every way love can be made. And we made time look like time could never fade. Friday night, we both made a guitar hum. Saturday made Sunday feel like it would never come. Gonna be a long Monday, sitting all alone on a mountain by a river that has no end. Gonna be a long Monday, stuck like the tick of a clock that's come unwound again. Soul to soul, heart to heart, and cheek to cheek. Oh, come on, baby, give me a kiss, it'll last all week. The thought of you leaving again brings me down. The promise of your sweet love brings me around. Gonna be a long Monday, sitting all alone on a mountain by a river that has no end. It's gonna be a long Monday, stuck like the tick of a clock that's come unwound again.